Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be studying and looking at the letter H. H says H. H says H. So, I'm excited to do this with you. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. You can finish coloring or writing something or circling something at the end of the activity, okay? Okay, let's get started. We need to find our pencil and write our name at the top. I always want to start by writing our name so we know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham. Now, if you have finished writing your name or when you finish writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You don't need it for a while. We're going to color first. We will write at the end. So at the top of your page, you should see a picture of a farm or a backyard, but that looks like a farm to me. And we are going to be looking for some objects in that picture that begin with the letter H and that make the H sound at the beginning. So that's what we're headed for. That's what we're looking for. So look at the picture and see if you can find an object that begins with letter H and says H. I see it too. Do you see the horse? Horse, me too. Find your brown crayon, some kind of brown crayon, and let's color the horsey brown. Ready, go. So, horse begins with the letter H and it says so when I say horse, at the very beginning, I can hear horse, horse. So H, horse, H, horse. So boys and girls, when we say the H sound, try really hard not to say huh, huh, because that's not exactly how we're supposed to say the sound. It's very soft and it says you try it. Yes, we are panting practically. Horse begins with an H and it says all right, so I'm going to give you a couple of words and I want you to tell me if you can hear the H sound or the sound at the beginning of the word, okay? Some will have the H sound, but some are not going to have the H sound. All right, what about this word, helmet? It's always best to ride a helmet when you ride on your bike or scooter. Helmet, does that have an H sound at the beginning? Helmet, yes it does, very good. Okay, I'm gonna give you another word. Tell me if it begins with the letter H. You should be coloring your horse while we do this. Ready? Water, water. Does that begin with the letter H at the beginning? Water. No, no, it sure doesn't have that sound at the beginning. Okay, what about this word? Hop. Hop. Yes, hop is at the beginning and it has the letter H in hop. Hop. All right, what about this word? Ready? Cook. Does that begin with the letter H? No. Oh my goodness, I can't fool you. No, I cannot. That's right. Cook does not begin with the letter H. Boys and girls, that was a big horse. Horse. But I have finished coloring the horse. So I'm going to put down my brown crayon. I'll give you about 6 more seconds to finish coloring that. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's look at the hat that the farmer is wearing. Hat. Does hat begin with the letter H? hat. Yes, it does. Let's color his hat green. Find some kind of green crayon and let's color his hat green. So hat begins the same way as horse and helmet and hop. Hat. H, hat. H, hat. You do it. H, hat. Try really hard not to say H, hat, huh. Because that's not where, it's not huh, huh. No, no, we're not doing that kind of a sound. H says huh, it's really soft. So, H, hat, huh. H, horse, huh. H, helmet. Huh. All of these begin with the letter H and say huh. All right, I have almost finished coloring my hat or the farmer's hat. I guess it's not my hat. And you should be almost finished too. So let's put down our green crayon in 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Finished or not? 4, 3, 2, and 1. Put your green crayon down. Let's see. Should we color the carrots? See the carrots that the farmer has? Should we color carrots? Does that begin with our letter H sound? No, leave the carrots alone. We're not going to color those. What about the hay? Hay. Yes, not hay. What are you doing? I mean the actual hay that has straw in it. That's food for the horse. Let's pick up our yellow crayon, some kind of a yellow crayon. And mine is actually, mine says dandelion. It's not a true yellow, but it will work. And let's color the hay yellow. There are 3 stacks of hay on the page. Actually 4. The farmer's covering one of them up. Let's color all the hay. Ready? Go. So hay begins with the letter H. It says hay. Hay. H. Hay. H. Hay. Yep. H. Hay. Yep, you got it. That one's kind of tricky. I don't know why it's tricking me, but it is. But H, hay, H, hay, there I go, it's better. So hay, horse, hat, helmet, hop, all of these begin with the letter H. And does H say huh, or does H say huh? Yes, H says huh. There you go. Hey, that's enough. I have finished coloring all my stacks of hay. That was kind of easy for me to color, but I might have gone too fast for you, so I'll give you 10 seconds to finish coloring your yellow hay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1. Finished or not, can you put down your yellow crayon? Let's see, should we color the ground? The ground? G-g-ground? Does it begin with the letter H and have the H sound at the beginning? No, we're not going to color the ground. What about the hen? The hen. Yes, that begins with the letter H. Let's color our hen orange, some kind of orange. Do you see the little hen? He's in the window right there, a little doorway right there. Let's color the hen some kind of an orange color. Hen, 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 H, hen, H, hen, there you go. All right, it's a little hen. But it still begins with the letter H. So it's a little hen. So we have hay and horse and hat and hen, all beginning with the letter H that says and not huh. All right. Put your orange crayon down. That's an itty bitty hen, so you should be almost finished. Now that hen is inside of a House. House. Does house start with H? House. Yes, it does. Good job. Find some kind of a red crayon to color the hen house. Let's color our hen house red. Ready, go. So house also begins the same way as hen and horse and hat and hay. It begins with the letter H. Very good. I was making sure you remembered. We've done a lot of them, but you never know. And what sound does H make? Tell me. Good. It does. It says house, hay, hat, horse, hen. There you go. So the farmer has a hen, the farmer has a hen. Hi ho, the derry-o, the farmer has a hen. The farmer has some hay, the farmer has some hay. Hi ho, the derry-o, the farmer has some hay. You know that song? I'm just making it up, but it's a real song. I'm just not singing the words correctly. I'm making up my own. The farmer has a horse. The farmer has a horse. Hi ho, the derry-o. The farmer has a horse. The farmer has H things. The farmer has H things. Hi ho, the derry-o. The farmer has H things. H says ha. H says ha. I'm finished coloring my hen house. Are you? I'm going to put my red crayon down. I'll give you 7 more seconds. 7, 6, 5, oh boy, 4, it's going fast. 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, we don't need our crayons. We need our pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's pick up our pencils and find number 1 at the bottom of your page. If you look at number 1 and you go across, that means sideways, not down. We're going to go sideways. You'll see 3 capital, we can also say uppercase, letter H's. Let's trace all of the letter H's. Ready? Go. Trace. Capital H on number 1. H says H. Scoot across. Trace it again. H says H. Scoot it across. Trace it one more time for me. H says now scoot across. Oh no, it's blank. Oh no, teacher, I don't know what to do. Boys and girls, do you know what I want you to do? Yes, I want you to write your own. Write your own capital H, or we can say uppercase. Write your own. And then scoot across. There's another blank one. Do it again. Write your own capital H. And then one more time, if you scoot across, we'll write it one more time for extra practice. Capital H, uppercase H says H. Number 2, do you see the lowercase H? Lowercase H, there are 3 in a row. Let's trace them. Number 2, ready, go. Trace it. H, H. Scoot over, trace it. H, H. Scoot over, trace it. H, scoot over. Oh no, teacher, it's blank. Whatever should I do? Yes, write your own. Yes. Go ahead. Ready, go. H. Scoot across. Do it again. H. Scoot across. Write it one last time. H. Very good. So you have 3 that you traced and 3 that you did by yourself. Now let's look at number 3. You'll see dark black letters going across. I want you to find the capital H's and circle them. Just on number 3. Don't circle any of the H's that we traced. Don't circle any of the H's that we wrote. We're only on number 3 and we're looking for the dark black H's, capital H's. I found 3. How many did you find? Awesome. Okay, stay on number 3. Look for the lowercase h's and circle the lowercase h's. Again, don't circle the ones we traced. or the ones that we wrote. Look for the ones on number 3, the dark black letters. How many lowercase h's can you find? How many? Me too, I found 3 too. So we have 3 capital H's and 3 lowercase h's, and we're on number 3. 3, 3, 3. That's pretty cool. All right, let's do number 4. You're going to see some pictures on number 4. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture. You circle it if it starts with the letter H. Ready? Number 4. The first picture set is a hippo. Hippo. Yes, that starts with the letter H and says at the beginning. Circle it. The next picture is hamburger. Hamburger. Yes, that begins with the letter H. Circle it. The next picture is a bow. Bow. No, leave it alone. The next picture is cow. Does that begin with H? Cow. No, leave it alone. The next picture is hanger. Hanger. Yes, that starts with an H and says hanger. And the last picture is seal. Does that start with the letter H? No. Okay, so our 3 H pictures are hippo, hamburger, hanger. How'd you do? Yes, awesome. Boys and girls, friends, we finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.